This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consultant Veronica Verduzco. Last name V for Victor, E for Europe, R, D for David, U, Z for Zebra, C for Charlie, O. First name Veronica, V for Victor, E for Europe, R, O, N for Nancy, I for India, C for Charlie, A for Apple. Date is May 19, 2022, period Nipper aircraft. She is a 50-year-old female patient who comes with the history of malignant hypertension and difficult-to-control hypertension, period. For example, she says that on April 10, 2022, she was seen in ER because of the very severe hypertension, and according to her, her systolic blood pressure was 300 millimeters of mercury, period. She did notice at that time headache, period. No other significant symptom with this high blood pressure, period. But she says that her blood pressure has not been well controlled in last 6 months, period. She has a history of hypertension for 2 years, period. She also gives history of dizziness, which happened 1 week ago, and at that time she realized she could not focus, and once again she was seen in emergency room. And at this time, last week, her blood pressure was high and she was treated accordingly, discharged home, period. She has been noticing some right ear pressure, E for Europe, A for Apple, R, pressure at times, period. New paragraph. Approximately 2 years ago, patient had a syncopal episode, and at that time she was seen in emergency room, and she was told that it may be like vertigo, period. And she does notice symptom of chest tightness when asthmatic episode has been precipitated, period. history of dizziness at times, period. She says if she's asked to walk, she can walk about 1 mile and climb 2 flights of stairs, period. Recently, she was seen in PCP's office, P for Peter, C for Charlie, P for Peter, in capital letter, when she had no symptom, but on exam, PCP noted that her heart rate was increased, period. She gives history of mild edema of feet at times, period. History of chest tightness when she has a episode of bronchial asthma, period. No history of any cough with expectoration or flu-like symptom in last 2 months, period. History of mild edema of feet at times, period. No history of any bleeding tendency or a GI problem, period. New paragraph. Past history of hypertension for 2 years, period. History of diabetes for 4 years, period. History of bronchial asthma for 1 to 2 years, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No definite history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, period. History of bronchial asthma, period. No history of any kidney problem, period. History of elevated liver enzyme due to fatty liver, as per the patient, period. She is also known to have lupus, which was diagnosed by blood test, but she has no symptom, period. Allergy, none, period, nipparagraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, nipparagraph. menstrual history, she has a 3 full-term delivery by C-section, period, no problem during those pregnancies, period. Her youngest child is 17 year old, period. Nowadays, she thinks she's in menopause and she's getting hot flushes, period. New paragraph, allergy none, period, new paragraph. Family history, father had diabetes and he died at the age of 73 years. When he developed COVID-19 infection, period. New paragraph. Personal history, she's 5'3" tall, period. Her weight is 211 pounds, period. Her job is in customer service, so it is a desk job with significant stress, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, new period. There is no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. Peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal aspides, 3x4, period, both posterior tibial, 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 170/170/110 mm Hg, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure taken by her with her wrist instrument in the right arm is 167/100 mm Hg is the first reading, and 162/100 mm Hg is the second reading with heart rate 85 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and a mid-systolic leak, period. No heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3 and no S4 noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is the colon, both sides, period. There are no RALs, so ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG normal sinus rhythm with mild T wave inversion in one and AVL, which is a non-specific finding, period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm, period, new paragraph. Analysis, this patient with the malignant hypertension episode on April 10, 2022 has not had a successful control of her blood pressure, period. So patient was advised low salt, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid, weight-reducing diet, period. She was advised to discontinue amlodipine, A for Apple, M for Mary, L for Larry, O, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, amlodipine 5 milligram a day, and it was changed to bistolic, 10 milligram PO once a day, and nifedipine XL, 30 milligram POHS, period, new paragraph. Her potassium was 3.3 milliequivalent per liter on May 11th, 2022, and at that time her sugar was 220 milligram person period. So it was felt that there was a significant hypokalemia. HY, P for Peter, O, K for kite, A for apple, L for Larry, E for Europe, M for Mary, I for India, A for apple, period. She was also given spironolactone, S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India, R, O, N for Nancy, O, L for Larry, A for apple, C for Charlie, T for Tom, O, N for Nancy, E for Europe. 25 milligram PO once a day, and potassium tablet 20 MEQ PO once a day, period. New paragraph. The plan is to control the blood pressure first and then work up, but in his case, he was advised at least to consider doing coronary calcium score to evaluate for any coronary atherosclerosis, period. Patient was asked to check her blood pressure and call tomorrow around noon time with the blood pressure reading. And she was also advised to check potassium on May 23, 2022, period. New paragraph. Patient was advised a healthy lifestyle, which included diet plus losing 5 to 10% weight and doing regular walking plus stress reduction with something like yoga or meditation, period. She understood various suggestions well, and she plans to undertake various measures to improve the quality of her life, period. Now, new paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, coma, advice about the healthy lifestyle and medication with the pros and cons of various medicine, plus the advice about coronary calcium score and pros and cons of coronary calcium score, which she understood well, and then she agreed, period. She had no further questions, period. She was also advised management plan depending on the workup results and the clinical course, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, number one, malignant hypertension, which is not controlled well, period. Next line, number two, diabetes mellitus, next line, number three, history of bronchial asthma, period, next line, number four, history of syncope 2 years ago, period, number five, history of fatty liver, next line, number six, history of lupus by blood test, but no symptom at present. Next line, number seven. Patient is going through menopause now with hot flushes, period. Number eight, possible mitral valve prolapse, period. Number nine, increased stress at present, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.